Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. This week has been all about how Jesus is rejected, how Jesus tried to teach about his true identity in his hometown of Nazareth. And because he said some challenging words, got run out of town, nearly run off a cliff, and said, "No prophet is acceptable in his hometown." A line that many people still quote today when they don't get a great reception back at home or wherever they started out, whether it's in work, in life. It's hard to go back to where you came from. Well, the people in Jesus's town thought they knew who Jesus was already. He was Joseph's son, the carpenter's son. They'd seen him in his young years. They thought they knew what he was all about. And so for him to come back and claim to be the Messiah and then refuse to prove it with a miracle was just too much, especially when he started to insult them by suggesting that God was going to reject them, just like he'd rejected his people so many years ago and done miracles for other people elsewhere. That's what Jesus was suggesting. No prophets welcome in his hometown. I'm out of here. Just like Elijah and Elisha left behind the people of Israel to go and perform miracles for non-Jewish people. This enraged them, tried to run Jesus out of town. Now, we may not be prejudiced about Jesus because we saw him grow up, but we can be prejudiced about Jesus for different reasons. If not you, others in your life are going to have preconceived notions about who Jesus is, what he's like, what he's all about, based on mostly their interactions with Christians and churches, things they've read, things they've heard. They may already have decided what they think about Jesus without ever having actually experienced or met him. That's where you come in. Followers of Jesus are meant to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. People are meant to experience Jesus through our words and through our actions. Not just what they've read, heard, or the negative experiences they've had with judgmental people or angry Christians, people yelling at them on the street. They're meant to learn about Jesus through our kindness, our generosity, our care for others, through us living and practicing a life of following Jesus, trying to become more like Jesus. That's how others are meant to experience him and judge him on his own merits. Now think of those people in your life who are hard to love, who have rejected Jesus and his way of life, maybe on a whim, maybe on bad information, whatever it is. Think of those people who are just difficult to deal with, who give you a hard time about being a follower of Jesus, or who you're afraid to even tell that you're a follower of Jesus. Now, what have they experienced of Jesus through you? Do you really need to tell them you're a follower of Jesus, or have you been living in a way that it's obvious to them that you're a follower of Jesus, that you're trying to live like him, that your generosity is like his, that your kindness is like his, that your love is like his? That's what followers of Jesus are actually called to do, to live in such a way that people have encountered Jesus. It can be hard with those hard-to-love people, I know. Who is it in your life? Is it your boss, your colleague, your client? Is it your professor? Is it your student? Is it your teammate? Is it your direct report? Who is it in your life that's hard to love? That you don't want to tell you're a follower of Jesus, or that they give you a hard time about it? How can you show them Jesus in all that you say and do, so that they can judge him based on his merits, not just on you? Make sure that they don't just see you, but that they see Jesus through you. If they met Jesus face to face tomorrow, would they recognize him based on their experience of you? That's the hope. Let them see Jesus in you. Now, they may still reject him, and they may still reject you, but let them reject him or you because of him. Jesus was rejected by his hometown. He was also rejected by the entire world when he died a sinner's death on a cross. But in that moment, he wasn't just rejected by us, he was rejected for us. He was rejected for the world that rejected him. By willingly going to die on the cross for our sins, being willingly rejected by the world, he actually made it possible for us to avoid God's rejection. You see, we deserve to be rejected by God for our sin, for our failure to live in God's way, to maintain a relationship with God. We deserve God's rejection, and yet in that moment that we rejected Jesus, God accepted us. The same acceptance that Jesus deserved was given to us, while the rejection that we deserved was given to Jesus. It's his rejection, even by those that deserve to be rejected themselves. But it's Jesus' rejection that we see in this passage and that we see on the cross at Easter. And it's also Jesus' rejection for us that makes him worth embracing more than anything. So even if you are rejected by others, even if you see Jesus being rejected, know that you are embraced and loved by God. And as you embrace and love others, instead of rejecting them, they will be seeing God and Jesus through you. So here's your challenge for this week. Reread Luke 4, 18 to 20. You can find it on Tuesday. Jesus was reading from Isaiah, and he declared himself to be the fulfillment of these verses. How has he fulfilled these things in your life? How do you need him to? Now pick someone in your life who fits the hard-to-love category. Go out of your way to show love to that person this week. I hope you'll discuss with some friends how you're going to put that into action and then do it. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.